This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the things the bill would do would increase STB commissioners from 3 members to 5 members. It would also mandate specific background requirements or qualifications for members of STB commissioners. The bill would also reprioritize national rail policy to emphasize competition more to ensure a reasonable rate where competition is lacking. The bill also included several studies for the STB to do. The main one is a uniform rail cost system study. Regarding paper barriers, the bill would permit easier challenge to new paper barrier proposals and limited challenge for existing paper barriers retroactively. As far as the railroads themselves, the bill would require railroads to quote bottleneck rates and provide for terminal switching, and also mandate the STB require railroads to publish reasonable common carrier service expectation ranges. Finally, the bill would establish an arbitration process to address rail rate practice and common carrier expectation complaints.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Many segments of the cotton industry specifically rely on rail. Most recently, the council, along with other farm organizations, sent a letter to the co-sponsors of the bill that was passed this week, expressing our support for the bill, as our industries are dependent on a well-functioning rail system that's both efficient and competitive. And we also support the reorganization of the STB.